Hi, my name is Melissa. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm going to pass my pictures around, and, you know, I love these pictures. I was looking at them before I got here tonight. They just really tell so much about my story. The first picture is a picture of my twin sister and I on our first birthday, and I have the caption, "Can you guess which one I am?" Because my twin, who is not a food addict, is sitting in her high chair very patiently waiting for my mother to cut the sweet thing, and I'm like, you know, it's already like on my face and everything else. And so I am definitely a food addict, and I can remember just from, you know, I can't remember not loving food. I just remember loving food from a very, very early age. I was a chunky girl and a chunky teenager and a chunky adult. My top weight, I'm 5'3", and my top weight was close to 175 pounds. I'm maintaining about a 40, 45-pound weight loss since coming into OA. And I have to say that I was, you know, my top weight at 175 pounds was like eating pretty much low fat and exercising. Like I never ate the full fat foods. If I was eating like a normal person, like I would be like probably 300 pounds. I mean, I would just eat like boxes of things that were fat free, and you know, I still was, you know, 45 pounds overweight. So let's see, I hadn't thought about really what I was going to say at all. I just was kind of sitting here tonight and just asking God to kind of be my voice. I hadn't qualified in a while too, so I feel a little bit out of the norm or whatever. So, you know, like I said, I love food from a very young age. My father is, I have a twin sister, we're fraternal twins. She has blonde hair and green eyes, and clearly I have dark hair and brown eyes. My dad is Italian, and my mother is from Scotland, so she's light, very light, fair hair, blue eyes, and I look just like my dad. And my dad loved to cook, and I would just eat, you know, eat everything that he cooked. And I just remember family, you know, coming over and friends and commenting on like, "Wow, I never saw a three-year-old eat, you know, that." And I just, you know, I loved food. I loved it. I loved it in all shapes and sizes, and people used to kind of look at me kind of awkwardly because of it. And it was very painful being an overweight child, and you know, I particularly, it particularly was hard because I had a skinny twin sister, you know, and people used to constantly poke fun at us and say, you know, "Oh, here comes the skinny twin and the fat twin, and how come you're twins but she's fat and she's skinny?" And you know, my whole life, the neighborhood that we grew up in was like brutal. The kids were just brutal to me, and it was rough. And I guess I just, you know, always felt like such an outsider, such an oddball. And I always thought it was solely because of my weight, you know. And I've come to learn now that the weight is but a symptom of our disease. I was, you know, just clearly a child filled with fear, doubt, and insecurity from a young age, and turned to food as my drug. When I was about 13 years old, I discovered bulimia. I had watched a TV show about this girl that had bulimia, and it was like a devastating show. It like ruined her life, but I mean, I watched it and thought, wow, like a light bulb went off. Like, there's an idea. I can eat what I want and get rid of it and not have to, you know, and maybe be thin, you know. That was just like such an, you know, something that I couldn't even comprehend, not being, you know, thin my entire life. So I thought I had the cure, and I was bulimic from the ages of a good 13 to 16, like seriously bulimic. We were allowed to come home after school. I guess I'll back up a little bit. My parents divorced when I was 7. My dad is an alcoholic, and because of his alcoholism, my mother pretty much just took my twin sister and I and left our house. We had a great big house in Acton, you know. He had a very successful business. He was self-employed. He had recently been in a really bad car accident drinking and driving and had hurt his leg. He was a hairdresser. He owned a really successful barbershop salon. So he like wasn't working at the time, and his, you know, things were really bad for him, and my mother had just had enough, and she took my sister and I, and we moved in with our grandparents. Her parents, and so my mother had to go to work full time, and my grandmother became pretty much our, you know, our mom. And anyways, So we lived with her for about a year, and then my mother bought a house about a mile away from my grandparents. And when I was 13 is when we were old enough to be able to go right home after school. And I just remember so, like it was yesterday, like getting off that school bus. It was probably maybe a quarter of a mile a walk, getting off that school bus and just so thinking about like everything that I was going to put into my mouth the second I walked in that door. And it was great because it was like my mother wasn't home, so I could eat just like volumes of food and then go and get rid of it. And then she'd come home at 5:30 and I'd be like making dinner, you know, like nothing had happened. And anyway, I had a difficult teenage years in the sense that I just, you know, always felt like, again, like I was just never accepted, never found my niche. I struggled in school, like, you know, I couldn't even do well academically, very, very shy. I clung to my twin sister a lot. And, you know, she was also starting to date boys at that point. My friends were all, and her were all starting to date, but nobody ever asked me out, and I just felt so alone. And let's see, when I was 16, I stopped the bulimia. My mother found out about it, and she like immediately got me into therapy. And I don't know, it was like kind of like once my secret was out, like I couldn't do it anymore. But immediately the weight came on big time. I went from about 125, 130 being bulimic to like 160. So I was like 160, 16 years old, and just so depressed. And my mother took me to weight loss clinic, and that was my first real diet. I lost a lot of weight through weight loss clinic. You just have to go, I think, like 5 days a week, like Monday through Friday. You'd get weighed in by these women with white jackets, and it was just, like every single day going there. And I did, I lost weight. They gave me like a package of pills and a food plan, and I lost weight, but only to have it all come back on again. And I think back then it was like a really good chunk of money. I think I want to say my mother gave him like $1,000. It was like a lot of money, and so she's a single parent. But I lost the weight and put it all back on. Had a period of about a year and a half where I also was heavily drinking. Never considered myself an alcoholic because I think food is always my primary choice. But my friends were doing it, and it was like that was just a way that I could fit in. And so anyway, I got married when I was, I met my husband when I was 17. I was very young, still in high school. We dated for a couple years. I got married when I was 19. By the time I was 21, I was married and had two children. And when I had my second son, it was 1992, and the big craze in 1992 was fat-free. It was like for the first time, everyone was like focusing on fat content. So again, like that was another thing that was going to cure me. I was going to eat nothing that had fat in it. And so I was eating, and I also restricted myself to 1,500 calories a day. And I remember I had notebooks, like just tons of notebooks, and I would just journal exactly what I would eat. It couldn't have any fat in it. And I was also obsessively exercising. I look back on those days, and it was like really sad. I mean, my kids were like 1 and 3, and dragging them to the gym Monday through Friday, putting them in this stinky little daycare so I could go and work out and burn off 600 calories. And it was like I would journal how many calories I burnt off at the gym, journal how many calories I ate for the day. And sometimes there were days where I would work off 1,500 calories and eat 1,500 calories. I mean, I did get thin in like 93, but also my hair started falling out. I started having major dental issues, and I had a chronic sore throat. It felt like crap. Playing with my microphone. So anyway, that lasted for a couple of years, and during those years, in terms of my marriage, my husband was very heavily drinking and doing drugs, and I started experiencing horrible anxiety and panic attacks. And I had a therapist who suggested that I get into Al-Anon, and by the grace of God, I got into Al-Anon, and things really started happening for me, like mentally, spiritually, things just really, it was like a real turning point in my life when I got into Al-Anon. I met some great friends. For the first time in my life, I felt like I belonged. You know, my whole 25 years prior to that, I just felt like such an odd duck, and I get into Al-Anon, and I felt like, wow, I felt like I was home. So dealing with a really tumultuous marriage, dealing with major anxiety and depression, depression. Al-Anon helped the anxiety and depression somewhat. I was even playing, you know, I was even experimenting. I don't want to use playing or experimenting, but I was trying to relieve my anxiety and depression with medications, with exercise, with reading tons of books about it. I mean, it was awful. I was riddled with it. And so that's pretty much my 20s. You know, taking care of two small children, being obsessive about my weight, trying to deal with my anxiety and depression, and being in a highly dysfunctional marriage. But through the grace of God, though, I did have Al-Anon in my late 20s, which seemed to help a lot. So meanwhile, I'd say in my 20s, my weight would kind of like go like this often. And when I was 30 years old, I was at an Al-Anon meeting and sharing with somebody at the meeting that, you know, I think I might have food issues. I forget how the topic came out, but it came out. And she said, I'm an OA. And she was thin. And I'm like, you're an OA? That just kind of like, it didn't make sense to me. It didn't register. She's like, yeah, you know, I was maintaining. She was maintaining a decent amount of weight loss. And she started telling me briefly, like, she didn't eat sugar and flour and 3 weight measure meals. And I'm like, wow. And I'm like, well, where's there a meeting I could go to? And she's like, there's a meeting tomorrow. It was on a Friday, so it was a meeting tomorrow in Reading at 7 a.m. And I, like, nearly fell off my chair. I'm like, I never heard of a meeting at 7 a.m. I mean, Al-Anon, the meetings were at 8 to 9:30, you know. Who goes to a meeting at 7 a.m. on a Saturday, you know? So anyway, like, by the grace of God, I guess it was my time was ready because I was at that meeting. I never would get up in the morning. Like, I hated mornings. I dreaded them. I totally dreaded mornings. And Saturday particularly, like, I would sleep until noon. My kids were late sleepers, too. And so I was at that meeting, 7 o'clock meeting, Saturday morning in Reading, and I was blown away. I was completely and totally blown away by the stories. The stories of the weight losses is what really was, like, resonated. Like I said, for 30 years I wanted to be thin. I would be thin for, like, a couple of months and then gain it all back. And then there were people up at that front of the room talking about how they'd lost weight and they'd kept it off for 3 months, for a year. For 5 years, for 10 years, and I was like, whoa, I want that. I totally want that. Like, just tell me what you did, and I'll do it. And so there were people that stood up to sponsor. I got a sponsor. She wrote down the meal plan. I remember watching her writing down that meal plan and thinking, like, it was so foreign to me, the foods that she was writing down. Like, I lived on flour. I literally could, like, spend my whole day eating flour. I'm a big sugar person, but again, I think that's much more attributed to I wanted the most bang for the least amount of fat and calories. So anyway, by the grace of God, I don't keep saying that, but it's totally by the grace of God, I got the food that she suggested, I got a scale, and like within a day or two, I was weighing and measuring, doing 3 weight measured meals, no sugar, no flour, and, you know, doing all the other tools that I was told at that time to go to 4 meetings a week. I was told to, you know, make as many phone calls as you possibly can, to write down your food. I mean, all the tools that she suggested, I did. The weight came flying off. I lost 50 pounds in less than 4 months. And, you know, the most amazing thing I can say to this date in my 4 years in OA, the most amazing thing is that within about 6 weeks of coming into OA, my anxiety and depression has disappeared. I was about 4 weeks in OA when I said to my sponsor, I'm like, I can't believe this. I said, I don't feel like I have anxiety and depression anymore. I was still on my antidepressant, which never really worked. She's like, yeah, that happens to some people in OA. I'm like, really? You know, I couldn't believe that. And slowly but surely, I went off the medication, and I haven't been on it for 4 years. So I stand here today with the core belief that I have a definite chemical reaction to all the crap that I was putting into my body, and I got it out of my system. And so, you know, I believe depression comes in many different forms. It can be situational, it can be sunlight, and it can definitely be, like, stuff that we eat, you know what I mean? And for me, I really think that stuff, I'm definitely allergic to it. And, you know, maybe I'm not so much allergic to it, but the quantities that I was eating were, like, alarming, you know? So anyway, I am free from anxiety and depression today, and I am so grateful for that. You know, the weight has come off, and I'm really grateful for that. Just a lot has gone on over these past 4 years. I'm just a little over 4 years abstinent. Again, I got abstinent pretty much the first day I walked into OA, which is not too common, but you know, it does happen. And God, I don't know what else to kind of draw in a blank. Yeah, my life is just, it's over the past 4 years, a lot has gone on. I just feel like, oh, okay. I feel like I'm just like in such a better place, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This program has brought so many tremendous things into my life. It's, you know, I was in Al-Anon before, like I said, but this OA was really where, like, some major friendships and connections started to happen. Like, you know, when they say to use that tool of telephone, it's just, it was, like, such a lifeline to me. The first year of abstinence was not easy. You know, I clung to the tool of telephone. If it wasn't for the telephone, I probably would not have gotten through. I mean, there were so many times where it was like, you know, how do you go camping and not eat? How do you go to the beach and not eat? How do you take a walk and not treat yourself to this after you take a walk? You know, it was just like the first year of abstinence was like I was like a baby walking through so many situations not eating, and it was challenging. But everyone keeps saying, you know, Melissa, I wouldn't be doing this 5 years later if it was that difficult. Like, you will get through it. The every time you walk through going camping without eating, it gets a little bit easier the next time. And it's so true. Like, thank you, God, that the food today is neutral, where the first year, it's difficult, I'm not going to lie, it's not easy, but, you know, you work those tools, you ask for help, and it gets so better. And, you know, like somebody in this room always says, like, hold on to your socks, you're going for a ride. It's so true. There's just, like, amazing things that have happened into my life, in my life since getting abstinent. And, you know, I am going through a difficult time right now, but just so feel like I am being carried, and so know from my nose to my toes that I couldn't be doing this if I wasn't abstinent. I, you know, my marriage was an abusive marriage. We were together for 14 years, and I stayed probably 14 years too long. And through being abstinent and getting confidence in myself, I've had the, I've had the grace to say enough is enough, and I'm working part-time now. I'm taking care of my three children. I have a lot going on with my house situation right now. I really can't afford to live in my house. I've applied for lots of subsidized housing, and if people could think of me tonight, I actually have an interview tonight with the Lexington Housing Department for housing, and I'm really excited about it, but I'm really, you know, I'm really sad about it. I've been in my home for, you know, 11 years, and I have two teenage sons and an infant daughter. I forgot to mention that I had an abstinent pregnancy, which was, like, such a beautiful thing, and my little girl, who's almost two, is just, like, such an abstinent baby. I mean, she is just, like, the happiest, mellow little girl, you know. I just can so see the difference in her than the other two, and I really think it's because I put such good things in my body when I was pregnant with her. So, you know, I'm walking through life on life's terms, and I have a sponsor that I talk to a lot. I have people in this program that I talk to a lot. I have a higher power that I am growing closer to every single day. You know, when I first came into OA, I thought, I got Al-Anon, I got spirituality, just give me the weight loss. Well, OA has just gotten me so much closer to my connection with my higher power, and it's growing stronger every single day. I just started the Big Book Step Study process, and I'm plugging away with that, and I still have a ton to learn. Like, I'm showing that every single day, and, you know, I just, I am grateful for OA. I'm grateful for everybody that shows up here. I'm grateful for everybody that shares. Grateful for the people that don't eat no matter what, no matter what, don't eat. And, because, you know, right now, it's a rough time, but I'm walking through it, and I know that the only reason that I can do it is because I'm not eating and working this program. Well, thank you.